Welcome to A Word Fitly Spoken, a podcast about Jesus, His Word, and our joy in following Him. I'm Michelle Leslie.
And I'm Amy Spreeman. This week's episode is very special because while everybody is welcome to listen in, we are directing this episode to a very small audience, Pastor James Coates, his wife Erin, their children, and their church family, Grace Life Church of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
That's right, Amy. Now, if listeners, if you haven't been following the Coates' story in the news and on social media, let me just give you a brief overview. And of course, we'll put a link in the show notes where you can read more. So James Coates is the pastor of Grace Life Church, like Amy said, in Edmonton, Alberta. And like many churches, when the pandemic started in 2020, Grace Life closed for a season, as many of our churches did, and they live streamed their services. During the summer, however, they resumed in-person worship services out of obedience to Christ's command to us in Hebrews 10:24-25 to gather for worship. Well, over the next several months, Grace Life was repeatedly harassed, cited, and fined by the government for refusing to comply with its draconian COVID regulations, which it had no biblical right to impose on Christ's church. Finally, a few weeks ago, Pastor Coates received word that he was going to be arrested. And on Tuesday, February the 16th, he turned himself in and he was imprisoned, unfortunately. Now, Pastor Coates has been informed that he is free to bail out of prison at any time if he will agree to a list of stipulations that effectively prohibit him from preaching, pastoring his church, or even setting foot on church property. And of course, like any dedicated shepherd would do, he has refused. Now, we are recording this on Tuesday, March the 2nd, and on Thursday, a couple of days from now, March the 4th, the court will hear James's appeal of these bail conditions. So for the sake of James, his family, and his church, we certainly pray that the court will relent and will allow James to bail out without agreeing to these conditions so that he can remain free until his trial, which will take place May the 3rd through the 5th. And just a little note of connection here, especially to my followers. If the name Erin Coates, which is Pastor Coates' wife, if her name sounds familiar to you, it might be because you watched the online women's conference I spoke at last summer, Open Hearts in a Closed World. Erin was one of the other speakers, and we're both scheduled to speak at that conference again this July. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes.
And may it please God to have graciously brought Erin and James through this whole ordeal by that time.
Yes, amen. We really pray that. And it's just a heartbreaking story. I'm sure all of us ladies can imagine what it would be like if our own husbands were arrested for being faithful to the Lord. Now, we know that the Grace Life family is taking great care of Erin and James, but we want to help out too in whatever way we can. So a few days ago, we asked our Facebook, our Twitter, and Instagram followers just to send us in their words of encouragement for the Coates family and for Grace Life. And so tonight in this episode, we just want to share with them and with all of you listeners those messages. So encouraging.
Yes, they really have been. It's been such a joy to collect those over the past few days. And you know, the title of our program, A Word Fitly Spoken, is taken from Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. So thank you so much to our listeners for sending in your apples of gold for the Coates' and Grace Life. And now we will do our best to serve them up in a setting of silver. So our first message is from Samantha on Instagram. Here's what she says. I know this must be a season of mixed feelings for you all, but I know, and I'm sure you all know, that God will use it all for His glory and our good. I live next door in BC, British Columbia, and I don't think there's a single church open in my region right now. Pastor James's Romans 13 sermon really convicted me and made me realize just how biblically illiterate and passive the church in general is across Canada right now. I don't know that I would have ever heard his sermon if he hadn't made the news, and it was definitely a sermon I needed to hear. I am so grateful for the truly loving example everyone at Grace Life has set and for the faithfulness of their leadership. Praying for the Coates family and Grace Life Church.
We need to put that link in our show notes too for that service if we can, Michelle.
Yes, we will definitely do that.
Here's a note from Andrea on Instagram, and she writes, "Love the idea of the episode for Pastor Coates. Please tell him that the Ferguson family is praying for him and that we have been encouraged by his faithfulness to boldly proclaim the gospel despite the risk. We are also praying for his wife and children that they will be comforted during this time." And then she quotes 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." And here's a note sent to our Gmail from Paul. He writes, "I write as your fellow brother in Christ from London, England, to encourage Pastor James, his wife and children, and all the saints at Grace Life Church. Having just finished watching Pastor James's last sermon before his arrest and an interview with his wife Erin, I praise God for all of your stand. I have been massively disappointed by the lack of opposition to the lockdown from UK pastors, and I'm almost shocked that no one is reminding the wider church that the prophets of old, Jesus and the apostles, were never concerned about being one with the state. May God strengthen and encourage Pastor James, his wife and children, and all the saints at Grace Life Church, and may you all wax strong in spirit."
Amen.
Yes.
Jeannie on Twitter says, "Thank you, Erin, for not being ashamed of your Redeemer, Lord, or the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ." Amen to that. Yes. Thank you for modeling the relationship of Christ and the church as you love, support, and pray for your husband. Oneness is beautiful. May fruitfulness abound in you. And here's a Facebook message we received from Tricia from Ohio. She writes, "Dear Erin and James Coates and all affected, I've been reading about church history. How many Christians suffered persecution and how it was a testimony for those watching. I believe right now many of us have become comfortable. Our gaze in times of peace has shifted from Christ to assurance in what we have. Yet when times of persecution draw closer to home, the church body is shaken. People start watching and listening. Again, the glory of God, the glory of Christ comes out in our trials and the church is refined. Even when all is stripped away from us, no one can touch our Lord and Savior Jesus. No one can take away his peace and promise that he is always there for his bride. He never leaves us or forsakes us. No matter how dark the situation may seem, it pales in the brilliance of his glory. He will expose the darkness. I believe Christ is doing so much right now through James and all that has happened. I see the church body encouraged and strengthened in the truth of Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, our living bread and water, our strength when we are weak. I pray the glory of Christ continue, and may all those who are suffering be strengthened and rest in the peace of our Savior that surpasses all understanding. To God be the glory, great things he has done."
Amen. Boy, so encouraging. I think this will become my favorite episode that we've done so far, Michelle.
Yeah, mine
too,
maybe.
I'm so encouraged. Well, here's a message from the Parkerson family on Instagram. And this is a message for Erin Coates. "Stay strong, sister. I know it must be incredibly difficult. Know that the true body of believers are praying for you and your precious family, especially for your courageous husband. I live in the United States, where many of our pastors are too afraid to stand up for Christ. It is such a breath of fresh air to see a man of God being brave and standing for God. May God's peace and sovereign hand be upon your lives. Know that my family and I are praying for you all. With much love in Christ, the Parkerson family." And a huge shout out to Jesse from my state of Wisconsin, who emailed in this note. "Please tell James Coates and his family that we are praying for him here in Wisconsin. Western churches need this kind of leadership right now and forever going forward. The kingdom of heaven is better than anything this world will offer him." And she quotes Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Jana on Instagram says, "My brother and sister in Christ, I've been praying fervently from America for you both, your families, your church, and the whole body of Christ. I pray that this is over soon for you and that James can be free and come home." I think we're all praying that. Mm-hmm. "But I'm also praying that this will be an awakening for us Christians, that we stand firm in one accord for what is true, what is right, and what is godly. With love and prayers, Jana." And Kate from Canada sent us this email. She says, "I live in Alberta, and I'm completely shocked that a Christian pastor was arrested in my beautiful province. The good news, though, is that more churches are opening. Yay! Yes. She didn't say yay, that was me. People I speak with are taking a stand for God, and many are cracking open their Bibles for the first time in a long time. Praise God. Yes. James Coates has been a catalyst for God's use to save many here. It's exciting times. People are being drawn to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A revival is buzzing in the hearts of many. I will continue my prayers for James Coates, his family, and wonderful shockwaves of the good news rippling through our province." Wow.
Oh, that's wonderful. We've got a Gmail that came in from Rick and Glenda Barnard from Australia, and they write, "We are praying for you all. We support what you are doing in obedience to the Lord and for the care of the church and your community and for the sake of the gospel to be proclaimed in these times when many have physical and spiritual needs. It must be very difficult for James and so hard for Aaron and the boys. We know that God will be providing for you all as you trust him. Your hearts are speaking truth in love. We are supporting you all and agree with what you're doing is good and right and true. Jesus is being formed in you and shining bright in your lives. I have shared your story with those I know who are in agreement with the sermon on Romans 13 and all that you've been saying. We've been praying for wisdom and discernment and more, and we do feel the same conviction in our conscience as we read and study God's word. Our friends in Australia are praying for you as we are. Thank you for standing strong on God's word. We love you and pray God's grace be abundant and for continued outpouring of grace. The Lord help you in this trial." Hebrews 4:16.
And from Instagram, here's a message from the Poelstra family, or maybe it's the Poelstra family, all the way from the Netherlands.
Wow.
Yeah, it says, "Dear Family Coates, we are a Dutch Christian family. We heard about your situation. We want to let you know that we are praying for you. We also pray that the name of Jesus will be glorified through this situation. Although we live so far away, we are connected in Christ, and we consider you as our family in Christ, and our hearts go out to you. May God give you all his grace, strength, and everything else you need to endure. With love, the family Poelstra, or however it's said, from the Netherlands." All right. And then Joseph from North Dakota emailed us, "Hey, just wanted to let you know you have brothers and sisters praying for you, your family, and your husband here in North Dakota, praying for endurance, strength, joy, wisdom, and continued boldness as you navigate the trial you're under. May the peace of God continue to comfort you with all love."
All right. And the Warren family on Instagram sends this message: "Our family, friends, and church members in Houston, Texas are praying fervently for you and your family. You are showing what it means to represent Christ well in suffering and persecution, and it is a good model for all of us as members of his body. He has seen you fit to suffer for his name, and in this I hope you take comfort. May his peace surround you, his strength sustain you, and his mercy see you through whatever our Lord has in store in the coming months. We are standing with you from afar while holding you close in our hearts in prayer. The Warren family, Aaron, Monica, Ariana, Aiden, and Ava." Ah, and here's an email we got from listeners in New Zealand. It's just all over the world. It's so fantastic. This is from Jack and Dorothy, and they write, "Dear fellow believers, we are so sad to see the price that you are having to pay because almost all of the rest of the Western world, part of the body of Christ, has become so apathetic and ignorant of God's word. We are praying for you to be strong in the face of the enemy and to know that the Lord is with you. Your testimony will be mightily used by God, and much fruit will come from your sacrifice. God be with you. In Christian love, Jack and Dorothy Auckland, New Zealand.
This message comes from Alicia on Instagram. She says, it is just Psalm 121, which is much more encouraging than my own words could be. Thank you for providing a way. I think she's saying this to us here. Thank you for providing a way for those of us who are not connected to the situation to show some love and support. You are certainly welcome, Alicia. We love to steward our platform this way. So here's Psalm 121 that Alicia sent. It says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
Oh, scripture says it so perfectly. It always does, doesn't it, Michelle?
It sure does.
Yeah. Well, this one is from Chandler on Instagram. For Pastor James and family, our Western lifestyles and assumed protection has made us comfortable in our faith. Unlike Christians throughout history, we have been able to meet and worship without much challenge to our practices. That has changed, and your family now bears the brunt of what this world has come to. As was said to Joshua, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. He will work this for good, conforming each of you to Christ with every day that passes. Keep rooted and remember that the church is with you, praying for you. May the Holy Spirit bring you peace that passes all understanding.
Yes, may he do that. Well, Kelly on Instagram sends this message. Your story has been one that I have not been able to stop thinking about. What a testimony, not only of bold faith in the midst of persecution, but of the faithfulness of God to take these circumstances and use them to spread the good news of the gospel. I've been able to share your story with my children. What a testimony to their young hearts. Something that stood out to me as I shared with them was what Erin mentioned on a podcast about the officers who came to arrest James. She said that they had such respect for you because of your church's kindness to them that they waited until after the service so as not to cause embarrassment. That spoke volumes to me as well as to my kids. It made me think of Daniel. Even as he obeyed God over earthly kings, he showed them kindness and respect. So thank you for representing Christ so well to a watching world. May God receive all the glory.
Yes. Here's a note from Vicky on Instagram. Tonight at the supper table, my 4-year-old son asked to pray over the meal and finished the prayer asking for the release of Pastor James Coates from prison. Then at bedtime, he specifically asked me to pray for Pastor Coates and his family. We are so thankful for their unwavering commitment to serving the Lord wherever he takes them and the grace that Erin has displayed in all her interviews and comments. Her response has been a testimony to the Holy Spirit, giving her a defense and reason for the hope that she has, just as Scripture speaks about in 1 Peter 3, verses 13 through 17. Wow.
Wow. Yes. And just as we're coming to the end here, I would just like to add, you know, my thoughts to this too. And I would just like to say, Erin, you have really been, just like has been said through all these comments, Erin has really been an inspiration to me. And, you know, we know that she would give all glory to God for empowering her to be able to stand strong and to keep it together. And even in times when she hasn't, I know that, that God has comforted her and everything. But this this is such a terrible situation. And like we said earlier, you know, we can just imagine what it would be like if our own husbands were arrested for something like this. And so our hearts are full We're praying for you. We love you. We're praying for Grace Life. We love y'all at Grace Life. All of you are our brothers and sisters, yes. And we are so glad to have you as family. And we'll all get to see each other one day, if not here, then hereafter. And I just want to add one little note to Aaron's boys. I have 5 boys and 1 girl myself, 5 sons and 1 daughter. And so I kind of consider myself pretty much a boy mom. Mm-hmm. And so I know what it's like to be, I know what it's like to have boys. One of her boys is the same age as my, one of my sons. And then her other son is a little bit younger. But I just want to say to those boys, your dad is a hero. He is a modern day hero of the faith. And I know you're so proud of him, and you should be. I'm not saying that to just puff him up or anything like that. I'm saying it because it's true. And you can hear from all of these comments what an inspiration his steadfastness has been to Christians all over the world. And you can't put anything up against that. You know, a lot of times we consider like baseball players and astronauts and presidents and things like that. We consider people like that heroes, but that doesn't come anywhere close to what your dad is doing, boys. And so just from a mom of boys to boys that I know must be loving their dad and missing their dad, your dad is a hero. Amy, is there anything that you wanted to add?
Well, in the I'm reaching for Kleenex
right now. Me too.
oh my goodness, this is it's so hard but there's such beauty and grace in all of the notes, and I just thank you so much. And I add my prayers, of course, to these as well. Also, want to encourage you to listen to Pastor Coates' last sermon. We were talking about this, the sermon that he did before he was arrested. It's an exegesis of Romans 13, and I'm going to listen to it again because it's that good, and I've shared it a couple times, but it's the Bible's instructions to us to submit to governing authorities and what that means and doesn't mean. Our friend Justin Peters recently posted a video about Pastor Coates' situation, which included that full sermon. So after you get through listening to A Word Fitly Spoken, really be sure and find that link in the show notes and watch that video. It's really a wonderful sermon that really clears up a lot of misunderstandings Christians have about obeying the government. And just a reminder, since some of you have asked for transcripts of the show, we've come up with 2 ways to serve you in that. First of all, we're now posting all of our episodes to YouTube. We've got a YouTube channel, and you can find that right on our website. So that gives you another platform to listen, and you can turn on the closed captioning if you'd like to actually see the words and listen along. You won't see our faces or anything. Sorry. Maybe sometime in the future, but not now. You know, so YouTube captions its videos. You have to go in and turn it on, and you can read along in real time if you'd like to do it that way.
That's right. And the second thing that we're going to do is that we're going to be posting a link to the show notes of each episode to the Google Doc of our script for that episode. So it's not really a transcript. It's just a script. All of our episodes are scripted, and we usually stick pretty close to the script. So it's the next best thing to a transcript. Well, reading through all these messages tonight has been so encouraging to me. I know it's been encouraging to Amy, too. And I hope that the Coates family, Grace Life Church, and you, our listeners, found it encouraging, too. And if you'd like to keep up with the latest development in Pastor Coates' story, or if you'd like to send an encouraging message to the Coates' privately, the best way to do that is probably to follow Erin Coates on Instagram. And her handle is at Erin Coates, all words all together, ERINCOATES, the number 8, and then the number 0. So you can reach out to her that way if you'd like. And we'll have some more information on things that you can do to help their family and help this situation as well in our show notes. And that's going to wrap it up for this episode of A Word Fitly Spoken. Be sure to check out all our resources at awordfitlyspoken.life and subscribe to A Word Fitly Spoken on your favorite podcast platform. And until next time, pray for the Coates family and Grace Life Church, and walk worthy.